Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Fine.
Morning.
Good morning.
Pretty good.
Okay, a little mumbling there.
Not bad.
A lot of enthusiasm, but... Before we get started, I'd like to take just a moment for our listening audience. A little plug for the organization here in about a month. Neighbors of Hope is sponsoring a Christian comedian by the name of Jeff Allen. He's going to be performing at the Tecumseh Center of the Arts at 7 p.m. on November 9th. And so we would encourage our listening audience to go to the TCA website and purchase tickets. It's a good way to get laughter into your life while at the same time supporting our neighbors who are hurting in our community. So. With that being said, we here at Neighbors of Hope, our men's group is still journeying through Brennan Manning's book, The Ragamuffin Gospel. And we've gone through all kinds of things that I think Brennan over time has really challenged all of us, continues to do so. And in this particular chapter, chapter 9, where he talks about a second calling, for our listening audience, basically what Brennan means by that is, you know, there comes a point in our mid-adulthood where we've experienced enough of life, we may start second questioning our faith, our theologies, our purposes, things of that nature. And Brennan wants us to realize that that's not necessarily a bad thing. It might be our prompting to take our relationship with God and the grace that God has given us to a deeper level. All right, to what he would call the second calling is our mature spiritual walk. Okay. So I want to quote from Brennan on page 165 a particular question he raises regarding this call. The second call to deepen our faith with God. He says it's really summarized, this call summarized in one question. Do you really accept the message that God is head over heels in love with you? Do you really accept the message? I think for us, we can sit around here, gentlemen, and probably in each and every one of our heads, there's the obvious, well, of course I do. It's kind of the intellectual affirmation. You know, that's really nothing new. I've kind of accepted that for a while. So one thing we need to think about is, what does it mean to accept? He does say, have you accepted it in your heart, which is very different than your brain. All right? Meaning, our relationship with God is more than just an intellectual affirmation. A lot of people go, look, I don't know, we're all spinning on this big blue planet in this particular solar system, in this particular galaxy, in this particular universe, et cetera, et cetera. And I know I don't know where it all came from. It certainly wasn't me who did it. Therefore, I believe in the existence of God. And I've heard enough sermons and Sunday school stories to say that that God of that, however huge this universe is, somehow has some affection towards little old me. I believe that. And I think Brennan's really challenging us when it comes to this grace, is how do you get that down into your heart? Specifically, do you believe God is head over heels in love with you as you are, not as you should be? So to set up the conversation a little further, throughout the rest of that chapter, Brennan will then say, well, I see three obstacles. And he kind of quotes Paul in the sense of the three virtues, Pauline virtues, faith, hope, and love. That our faith needs to be deepened and livened. Right? That our hope needs to get to a point of not trying to hope against suffering. I hope I don't lose my job. I hope she doesn't walk out on me. I hope I don't get sick. All these wishful thinkings to avoid the rejection, the pain, and the suffering, as opposed to maturing to a level of accepting hope as the realization grounded in God's head over heels love for me, hope is triumph over suffering. Therefore, I'm no longer afraid of suffering. Because if I'm afraid of the suffering, then the love part is hard. Rather than deepen our love or our willing the good of the other, we are now fearful. And what does John say in his letter? Perfect love casts out all fear. All right, so all that affects what Brennan's saying, the second call or a mature Christian walk. All right. For our listening audience, hopefully that kind of brings you into the conversation and understand what the context is, what we're speaking about here today. So, gentlemen, I'll leave the rest of it up to you. What's your comments, questions, insights?
Okay, just a couple of things. I myself was raised in a Christian home, a Baptist home, went to private school and all that. But we were taught always, like, whatever the pastor told us from the pulpit, we never looked into anything in detail or any, like, facts behind it. We just took it for face value. So, but now I'm starting to see things differently here in this program. So how that relates to the second journey, he says the second journey usually occurs between the ages of 30 and 60. I feel like this is my second journey because now I'm starting to understand what I've been taught my whole life. I'm starting to understand it differently now. And the second thing I want to say is, it says, do you really accept the message that God is head over heels in love with you? I believe that, like I do, and if you claim to be a Christian, you should believe that too, because that means you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, come into your heart. You believe that he forgives you no matter what you've done, what you will do in life, no matter where you are in life, he loves you. That's unconditional love. So if you profess to be a Christian, you should believe that he is head over heels in love with you. Hmm.
So, okay, so the let me just respond a little bit so I can take you a little deeper. So what does that mean to you then? If we believe, right, if we are convinced, deeply convicted, that God is head over heels in love with me as I am, right, how does that affect me? Do I just go on about life as normal or as I always have? Does it transform me? If so, to what level? Because these are the things that Brennan's saying. That reality ought to be manifested at a completely different level than it has previously. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what he means by like a second call. All right.
Well, yes, it's transformed me. I live differently now, and part of my second journey. Like that means something to me. The way I was brought up, we were just taught from this Bible, whatever the pastor said was the truth. Whatever he said is what everyone in the congregation had to go by and live by, all that. But now it's like the teaching I'm getting now from Pastor Steve is different. I'm getting the details of what's being said in the Bible and things like that. And it's transforming my life as far as I'm starting to, like I care about others now and I'm starting to think of the consequences of my actions. You know, before I sometimes, like I said, I'm not perfect, you know. But the second part about being head over heels in love, what does that mean for me? That means that no matter what I do, he loves me. And should I go out and just live my life? Yeah, just go. And I'm just living my life. And
in light of that.
Though. In light of that. But also that means if God loves me no matter what I do, that should transform something inside you where you should want to live right. Just because God loves you, no matter if you're in prison or if you're out or if you're in a bad situation or a good situation, he loves you no matter what, but you should still want to do the right thing. And if you don't do the right thing and you're just going out to living however you want, then I would question whether that person's really a believer or not.
And let us just qualify, right thing, I'm presuming you mean by that which is in accordance with God's will.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Kind of paints a word picture to me of that whole seed time. Hearing Mark talk about hearing the word in a certain way and then reflecting on it for some time in your life, mm-hmm. good times and bad.
Yes.
And now looking back at it.
Yes.
This kind of seed time picture that gives me. And as a sidebar, it's interesting. I think I went through a similar thing. We heard some word and you kind of hear that next step of like now you got to pile some dirt and some darkness on top of this. And it's got to sprout. And I just kept piling and kept piling. And God could have probably done it with a shovel full, but I needed to, like, dig myself 8 feet under the ground.
Okay.
And then when the sun starts hitting you, you get that pop up through the soil stuff, mm-hmm. right? And then obviously with an organic good, death, decomposition, and then you feed the new or, well, reproduction, produce seed. On and on. Cycle repeats itself. And I don't know.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Right, yeah, as simplistic as it seems, though,
sometimes it takes, what is this stuff? You heard this pastor speak stuff? Plant the seed in you 30 years ago?
Yeah.
So now to hear that word of God is still just as living and active today as it was then.
Sure.
It's applying, it's working on your heart differently now.
Yes.
You know, you have different ways. You can pick those tools up out of the toolbox and use them with a little more ease now.
Yeah, and that's why I like how being raised in a Christian home and with this Bible is I'm familiar, I can navigate through this Bible, so mm-hmm. it's just easier for me to understand it the way Pastor Steve says now. It's just, it's not foreign to me, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Understand it in a different way, though. But knowing this Bible, growing up with it, it had planted in me, you know, I know my way around the Bible, and I read it all the time, and it's easier for me to understand what he's saying.
But your response is more love-centric now, maybe, than following a rule
correct.
Or something?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Okay.
Well, and I think that's part of what Brennan means when he's talking about faith, you know, that our faith has to change a little bit. So it's not to say your previous awareness was errant, all right? It actually laid the foundation to where now when I'm open to this grace, right, of love gifted to me by God, it's really empowered me to see what I previously knew in a new and deeper light.
Mm, right.
Right, so we ought to be appreciative of where our foundations came from. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate everything that you shared on today's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.